In Illinois, more than 100 people with mental illness are stuck in county jails. They wait, sometimes months or longer, to be transferred to psychiatric treatment. IPM Student Newsroom's Jenny Lin reports a statewide task force is working to find policy solutions.
The defendants on the waitlist for psychiatric beds are people who have been charged with crimes but have been found unfit to stand trial. That means their mental health conditions are too unstable for them to understand court proceedings, and the judge has ordered them to receive treatment. But in Illinois, the waitlist is long, so people end up stuck in jails for up to several months or more. And this is a real concern, says Champaign County Public Defender Elizabeth Pollock.
Jail is not meant to rehabilitate. It's not meant to help people get through the challenge of a mental health crisis. And so sometimes they are literally just locked alone for all these months.
Under state law, the Illinois Department of Human Services, or IDHS, is responsible for arranging treatment within 60 days of a court placement order. The goal of the treatment is to restore the defender's fitness to help them get to the place where they can understand the legal process. But the agency has long failed to complete transfers within the required time frame, and the consequences can be dire. A recent investigation by the Illinois Answers Project found a 24-year-old defendant died in the Lake County jail after waiting 67 days for a psychiatric bed in 2022. Another defendant in Champaign County struggled while he waited more than 200 days. Carrie Vorges is the captain of the Champaign County jail, where nearly a dozen defendants are currently stuck waiting for a psychiatric bed. She says many of them struggle.
For us on the officer side, the biggest issue is keeping them from harming themselves and continue to maintain themselves as far as bathing, as far as eating, taking medication, maintaining their everyday lives. A lot of them can't do that.
She says that while the county jail works with the mental health professionals and provides medication, it's not a therapeutic facility. State data shows the median wait time for a psychiatric bed in Illinois has more than doubled, from about 40 days in 2019 to 90 days last year. IDHS has faced numerous legal challenges over the years, and the agency has pushed back on criticism. A spokesperson did not respond to an interview request for this story. But in a prior statement, the agency said it has faced significant challenges, including a shortage of psychiatric beds and struggles to retain critical staff.
The department knows that they have to fix this. The department knows that they can't fix it by themselves.
That's Mark Hyman, a retired clinical law professor at the University of Chicago and a longtime mental health advocate. He's one of 15 members of a bipartisan task force created by state lawmakers to address the issue. Task force representatives include people from IDHS, mental health, criminal justice, and legal system, and state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. Among them, Task Force co-chair State Representative Lindsay LaPointe, a Democrat representing Illinois' 19th district. She says, in the past, it's been hard for lawmakers to address this issue, since it lies at the intersection of so many systems and government agencies.
There were lots of ideas being thrown around in recent legislative sessions, in the chaos of the legislative session of trying to fix one thing or the other. If we don't take a pause and create more space to bring in the right stakeholders, we're going to end up moving forward on policy that's not really going to solve the problem.
The group has been meeting virtually every month to review current laws and policies. They are also looking at solutions implemented in places beyond Illinois that have taken money from the courses to invest in community mental health resources. The idea is that plugging people into treatment can lower risk of recidivism, which ultimately saves money for both courts and county jails. But not everyone on the task force is hopeful that Illinois could do something like this. Christina Overturn is the Director of Services for Stepping Stones, the community health center in Rockford.
Hell will freeze over in Illinois before any court gives up any of their dollars because I can't squeeze a dime from our court system.
Despite her concerns, she says she's glad she has a seat at the table. Hyman says the task force is trying to identify gaps or issues that haven't gotten as much attention in the past.
We've got some good people on the task force, and I think that we will probably recommend some changes to the statute that will help make things run, the trains run a little more smoothly and efficiently, move things along more quickly.
Amanda Anto is a civil rights attorney. She's with the nonprofit Equip for Equality and also serves on the task force. She says the matter is urgent.
Leaving somebody who you know is unstable with symptoms of mental illness, leaving them in that instability with psychiatric symptoms, active and acute, is extraordinarily dangerous.
The group has until November to present a report to state officials with policy recommendations. Ultimately, the task force does not have any enforcement power, so it will be up to state lawmakers and the governor to implement the proposed changes. I'm Jenny Lin, IPM News.
This story was reported in partnership with the Invisible Institute, a nonprofit public accountability newsroom based in Chicago.